USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A bus crash caused by heavy rains in Costa Rica left 9 people dead on Saturday night. Heavy rains across the country caused a big landslide in the west of the country, about 45 miles from the capital of San Jose. A non-citizen green card holder in Manhattan, New York, may have been illegally voting in city elections for the past 13 years. The New York Post is reporting a whistleblower has given them the information. 63-year-old Abdullah Raham Kargbo first registered to vote in November of 2005 as a Democrat and marked his application as a non-resident. Despite that, the New York Elections Board has allowed him to vote every election since. A business owner near the U.S. southern border in Eagle Pass, Texas, says she was forced to sell her family barbecue and honky-tonk and sell her livestock after the venue was broken into on 5 separate occasions since February. Selena Price on Fox News says that she's lost all sense of security with the invasion from Mexico.
My fence line was destroyed. I was forced because I couldn't maintain my fences quick enough to sell my cattle and my horses because they were being damaged every other day.
Vice President Kamala Harris and the Biden administration continue to think the border is secure. President Biden, attending the Queen's funeral Monday, offered condolences on the passing of the Queen, saying her loss leaves a giant hole. A judge is set to hear arguments on whether Hillsborough State Attorney Andrew Warren should be reinstated following his suspension by Governor Ron DeSantis. Warren was suspended last month after he said he would not enforce any laws regarding abortions. For more information, visit us online at usaradio.com. We are USA Radio News.
Do you have 3 ex-wives and your current trophy wife wants a life insurance policy 3 times the size of the policies you had to purchase for your previous mistakes? If so, you need to call Big Lou at Term Provider, 800-568-2790. Big Lou is intimately familiar with your problems, and if you're 50 or 60 years old and in reasonably good health, a $1 million policy should only cost about $100 to $200 per month. Big Lou may have a solution for your previous policies as well. You may even save enough money to lighten the load on your new $1 million policy. Remember, call Big Lou. He's like you, except he's only on number 2. Call Term Provider at 800-568-2790. That's 800-568-2790. For $1 million in term life insurance that you can live with, call Big Lou at 800-568-2790.
MyPillow CEO Mike Lindell was cornered in a fast food line last week by 3 FBI cars with the demand he give up his cell phone. Mr. Lindell on the Charlie Kirk Show.
You are not under an obligation of secrecy. However, we request that you do not disclose the existence of this subpoena for an indefinite period of time. In other words, they didn't want me to tell anybody about this little Hardee's fiasco of our tax dollars being wasted on the FBI.
A case of he said, she said infiltrates the legal system in the bluegrass state.
Ronnie Goldie, Commonwealth attorney for 4 counties in eastern Kentucky, has been suspended by that state's Supreme Court and faces disbarment for promising to help a defendant in exchange for nude photos. The Courier-Journal reports that Goldie exchanged 230 pages of Facebook messages with a female defendant who testified that in exchange for the photos, Goldie withdrew warrants and had cases continued. She also said she had relations with the prosecutor. Goldie denied sending the messages. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns in New York.
Hurricane Fiona is bringing heavy rains and high winds to Puerto Rico, knocking out power to the entire island on Sunday. Heavy rainfall and catastrophic flooding continued across much of Puerto Rico, the National Hurricane Center tweeted early Monday. The Eye of Fiona was approaching the coast of the Dominican Republic. President Biden has declared a federal disaster for Puerto Rico. USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
If you have a small business, Staples has your sign.
Banners for my bakery?
Staples has your sign.
Oh, posters for my new pet store.
Floor decals for a pharmacy.
Every day, Staples associates help every kind of small business create bold signs to make big impressions. And now get $10 off custom signs, banners, and posters when you spend $50 or more. This is your sign, so print it big at Staples. Ends 10/1. Visit staplesconnect.com/thisisyoursign for details.